Welcome to Through the Bible with Pastor Michael, a podcast from First Baptist Church in Mustang, Oklahoma. Here's Pastor Michael.
All right, today we finish another book of the Bible, the book of Romans. It is amazing when we're just consistent day after day after day, how quickly we get through the scripture and how many books of the Bible we're able to read and study together when we're just consistent day after day. So today, May 9, Romans 14, 15, and 16, five observations. Number one, living or dying is to the Lord and with the Lord for the Christian. Chapter 14, verse 7, none of us lives to himself, none of us dies to himself, for if we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. And so we just observe this, that whether we're the believers living or dying, it's to the Lord, and it's with the Lord. And so we have hope. The second observation, we are to pursue peace and the edification of others. Verse 19, so then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding, for edifying each other. As we looked at yesterday, it's as much as depends on you live in peace with all men. You cannot make other people live in peace with you, but as much as depends on you, we want to do that. In today's reading, same idea, pursue what makes for peace. Do the things that are going to make it possible to have a peaceful relationship with people. Now, they may or may not respond in kind. They may or may not reply to your text. They may or may not take you up on your offer to meet. They may or may not have a heart that would forgive you or seek forgiveness. But pursue the things that make for peace. If someone has harmed you, forgive them. If you've harmed them, ask for their forgiveness. If they're trying to reach out to you, as much as you can, strive to build up peace. If they refuse to respond to you, keep doing the things, building the things that would promote peace, knowing it's just as much as depends on you that you have any control over. But pursue peace and seek to edify others. Third, we are to learn from the Old Testament and have our hope in God. Chapter 15, verse 4, whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. One of the reasons why we're studying this year through all of the Bible together, every book, every chapter, every verse, every line, every sentence, every word, is because what's been written, what's been recorded and preserved through the work of the Holy Spirit is for us. It helps us. It teaches us. It trains us. And the result of knowing who God is and how He has acted in time and space before, all of that is to give us hope. We are to have hope as we read the Scripture. We're to have hope as we learn theology. We're to have hope as we study the character and the attributes of God. So we want to learn from all of the God-breathed Bible and learn to increase our hope in Him. Fourth, we observe that Paul desired to do gospel work where there was no previous foundation. Chapter 15, verse 20, I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation. So we just see that this was Paul's ambition. This was the passion the Lord put in his heart. This was the ministry the Lord called him to. And so today, there are some who are called to be church planters, to go where there's no church and get a church started. And then once that church is established and going well, their heart gets kind of restless and they're ready to go to a new work where there's no church. There's others who have the gift of taking an existing church and strengthening it and helping it to to get stronger and deeper and to equip and make disciples. And so we just recognize that again, as we've looked at recently, the Lord has different gifts He gives to His people, different passions, different desires, different Christ-honoring interests, different ways and arenas where our giftedness can best flourish. And so we just recognize how the Lord wired Paul and how the Lord gifted Paul, and that was his greatest desire, was to do gospel work where no previous foundation had been laid. And then we see a fifth observation, that we are to avoid those who create division. Chapter 16, verse 17. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them. And so, you know, there's times as believers where if someone doesn't know the truth, we want to patiently teach them and patiently exhort them and help them to be equipped in the Word and to walk through it. But there are other people who it's not because they haven't been taught, it's because they don't love the things that they're supposed to love. And if there are people who love division and love anger and love hostility and seek to create obstacles, we want to have nothing to do with them. We're going to see even in our reading of Proverbs here in just a minute that exact same admonition to us in that regard. So five applications for us today. Number one, we should live with the assurance of the nearness of the Lord. He's with you in life. He's with you in death. To live as Christ, to die as gain, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If we live, we live to the Lord. If we die to the Lord. And so we just live every moment of every day with this assurance of the nearness of God. Number two, live in light of accountability before the Lord. Chapter 14, verse 12. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Live in the awareness that the Lord sees, the Lord knows. And Christ in grace has paid the price for our sin. But we stand before the Lord for the evaluation of our life and our deeds and our works. And we want to live life with accountability before the Lord in mind. Third application, strive for harmony with one another. Chapter 15, verse 5. May the Lord grant you to live in such harmony with one another. We want to live harmonious lives. Now, there are times that as shepherds, we've got to fight for the sheep. There are times where we've got to fight to defend against false teachers and all kinds of things. But we want the pattern of our life to be harmony, to be peace among God's people, with those who know the truth and love the truth and believe the truth. Let's not be people constantly stirring up conflict. We want our churches to live in unity. We want our homes to be places of peace and joy. Doesn't mean that there's not times we have to deal with issues. Of course there are. But we want the pattern, regular rhythms of our life to be harmonious and peaceful. A fourth application. There is a time to remove yourself from people who sow seeds of discord. While we seek to walk in harmony, there is a time when we have to remove ourselves from people who are trying constantly to sow seeds of discord. You likely have someone in your life who just seems to always want to be unhappy, just always wants to seem to be complaining about something, just always wants to be fighting some battle. And there's times we just have to remove ourselves from those who seek to live in disunity and discord instead of harmony. And then a fifth application, we are to live confidently knowing our God is victorious. Chapter 16, verse 20, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Ultimately, we are victorious because God is victorious. And in the end, sin is dealt with and put away. Righteousness will dwell and rule forever. We're with the Lord, and so we live today in light of that day, and we live confidently knowing that our God is victorious. And then a summary of Proverbs 22, 17 to 29. Be careful who influences you, and do not entangle yourself in ungodly behavior. I'm thinking specifically here in verses 24 and 25. Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. We want to be careful who influences us, and we do not want to entangle ourselves in ungodly behavior. We don't want it to start to feel normal for us to be angry and bitter, and we don't want it to start to feel that it's just the usual thing to be around people who are just constantly living ungodly lives. We want to be people who are harmonious and peaceful. That's not to say that we remove ourselves from unbelievers. That's not to say that we don't seek to have relationships with people for the sake of evangelism. Of course we do. But it is to say that if there's people in your life who constantly are making you angry and bitter, who are trying to persuade you to live the way of the world rather than the ways that honor the Lord, then we, at a time, have to remove ourselves from that, lest we get entangled in living the same way that they are. And so we want to always pray for wisdom. Lord, how do we balance this? How do we live as salt and light in a dark world without becoming like the darkness? How do we share the gospel with those who are angry and bitter without us becoming entangled in their anger and their bitterness? So we want to continually pray for wisdom, continually seek the help of the Holy Spirit in learning how to be in the world but not of the world. And as we do that, we pray that we would bring glory to Christ and be faithful to the gospel of hope that has saved us and given us everlasting life. Today we finish the book of Romans, another book that we have journeyed through. Tomorrow we'll turn our attention to the Old Testament book of Ruth. Have a great day.